This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. More Coloradans are speaking about what the Affordable Care Act tax credits mean to them. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Democrats want the subsidies, which help people afford health care, to be extended. So far, majority congressional Republicans say no. Chelsea Baker Houck runs a consulting business and relies on the state's marketplace for insurance. It helps her pay for a number of medications for a heart condition that came after she developed long COVID.
I wake up every single day worrying about health care and how to pay my bills. And I go to sleep worrying about that every single damn day.
She spoke on Zoom at a news event hosted by First District Representative Diana DeGette. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Nearly 20% of Colorado school districts show signs of potential financial trouble. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on a report from state auditors.
The state has 178 school districts, and 35 of them have been falling short on one or more financial benchmarks. Auditors say missing those targets can be a sign that a district's resources are too strained to continue covering its costs. Among those with ongoing struggles are Clear Creek School District, Elizabeth School District southeast of Denver, and Ellicott 22 in El Paso County. Auditors say that overall, the number of districts with financial concerns has held steady compared to last year's evaluation. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
I-25 North remained jammed starting at exit 255 after an earlier crash near Loveland. The two right lanes are blocked at exit 259. This is CPR News.